Welcome to the Keeping It Young radio program, conversations about marriage, family, and ministry life. I'm Dave.
And I'm Bethley.
And we are the Youngs.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Young, where Dave and Bethley share practical lessons from God's Word about marriage, family, and ministry life. They desire to encourage, edify, and equip you as you navigate these important matters in your own life. Well, today is Dave and Bethley's weekly Q&A episode, so why don't you allow those many miles between you and the Youngs to fade away as they share their hearts and experiences with you wherever you might be in the world.
Today, we're going to do a special episode of the questions and answers.
Well, I was going to say before we jump in, also, if you go to our ministry website, you can see our schedule on there, and we would love to meet up with you. If we're in your area, just come to one of our meetings, and we love meeting listeners who just come up and say, hey, I'm one of your listeners. We met some just this past week at our revival meeting in Enterprise, Alabama.
Yes, we did. And we would love to meet you. So please look us up, come visit us. We'd love to hear from you. Love to meet you. Well, you ready to jump in?
Yes. Or so anything else now that I railroaded us a little bit away from question and answers, let's go back to question and answers.
Okay. Well, it's been a few months since we've done a question and answer session, and we may actually do 2 weeks here. Mm-hmm. We've got quite a few questions that have come in and been asked along the way. And as I was thinking through question and answers, a couple of things dawned on me. One is that they usually tend to fall into one of two categories, and they the answers then depend on those one of two categories.
Right.
And the categories are pretty simple. Usually it's either situationally, as in this is what we're facing.
Right.
And help us. Mm-hmm. Or seasonally. And I don't mean, you know, summer, winter, that kind of seasonal. But seasonally, as in this is where we are in our experience right now. Will you help us?
Right.
And so most of our questions today and however many sessions we do here would be seasonally. Mm-hmm. But today, let's also start with a couple that are situational. And these are a little bit heavy, so it'll take a little bit of, you know, we have to kind of condense our answer here a little bit.
Right.
But here's a seasonal, situational question, rather. What do you do when your marriage is falling apart? And I thought maybe I'd break that down a little bit. What do you do when you feel like your marriage is struggling?
Right.
And the falling apart may be an extreme view, but what do you do when you feel like your marriage is struggling? Do you want to get started on that?
Well, actually, if we get a question like this on via email, we usually will email back and ask for a few more particulars. And of course, then we answer very personally to that. But I would say, generally speaking, what to do if you feel like your marriage is falling apart. I would say, at first, to the wife, I would say do a self-check. If you haven't been praying about your marriage, then pray about it. And don't just pray about, Lord, change him. Start praying, okay, Lord, show me where I may be doing something wrong, something that I could change in order to make this relationship better, sweeter, more loving, more affectionate. Often when David is preaching on the home, there could be some couples in the congregation who are thinking, oh, well, that's all well and good if things are going pretty normally or well in your marriage, but we're way past that. We've got massive struggles, massive difficulties. And so often David will address that and say, if you are at a place where you feel like everything we're saying won't even work for you, then maybe we need to go back to the beginning. Maybe you need to just call your spouse and say, hey, I've been noticing you and I would like to ask you out on a date. Will you go out with me?
Yeah, that sounds so simple, doesn't it?
Yes.
And it's starting fresh. One of the things I based that on was the teaching to the church at Ephesus in the book of Revelation and the letter Jesus wrote through John, the apostle. He basically challenged them about the fact that something is wrong in their love.
Right.
And he said, you've left your first love. And then he follows that up by challenging them to repent. So you need to take steps to make things right.
Right.
And then he challenges them to repeat, to remember, and this is what it used to be. This is what it was like. This is why we fell in love. This is what I liked about this person. And he reminds them just to start over.
Right.
And to redo the first works.
Right.
Is how our Bible says it. And it's a good reminder. If you do have issues in your marriage, probably there's three ways you could confront them. Bethley mentioned prayer there. We obviously go to God. Mm-hmm. The God of heaven cares about your needs. He cares about your marriage. He cares about your struggles. And so go to God in prayer. And then secondly, communicate. All issues in a marriage can be solved by proper communication. And so we have to talk things through.
Right.
And there's a, you know, we've given a lot of, you know, podcasts about communication and things of that and how to handle conflicts. Those would be worth maybe looking up and listening to. But I would say the third one as well would be counsel. Mm. So God gives us prayer. So we have, you know, divine wisdom, divine help.
Yes.
And one of the things I would just point out very clearly is if even if your spouse doesn't do what's right, you can.
Yes.
And so focus on where you need to grow, what you could change, what you need to be. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense when a marriage is falling apart for a person to get farther away from God and actually to maybe, you know, take steps backwards in their own relationship to God, their own self, you know, awareness or their own spiritual life.
Right.
So draw close to God. Prayer's the first one. Secondly, is you got to start taking steps of communication. And
yes.
you ask questions, you listen, mm-hmm. you evaluate, you offer to talk things through, go safely where you can, maybe go out to a restaurant, mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, take a walk, but be somewhere where you can. And thirdly, get counsel. It is never wrong to get counsel and help for your marriage. And
right.
and sometimes you just need to pay someone to help you.
Absolutely.
And let them help you. Would you add anything else to that answer?
I would say, don't feel intimidated. Or if we ask our pastor for counseling, everyone in the church is going to know that we're struggling, or our friends are going to know, or even our pastor is going to know. You know, your marriage is worth it. It's worth it. And in the culture we live in, it's not surprising that marriages would struggle. And, you know, when you're married, there are two sinners that are living together. It's not surprising that any marriage would struggle. And so none of us should get to a place where we cannot ask for help. You
sure.
cannot just go to someone and say, hey, we don't know what to do. This situation is far beyond
right.
us.
Right. And just as an aside there, we have heard that along the way. Well, we don't want to go for help because what will people think and what will our pastor think? And I have a couple of things about that. First of all, if you're thinking that about your church, your pastor, your church family, for instance, I would say that either you have a wrong view of the local church or your local church is not healthy.
Right.
And if you need help, but you can't get it in your local church, then something is wrong in either your view of the local church or in your local church itself.
Right.
And at that time, you know, that may be contributing more to your problem than you realize.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're in a church that's not healthy, where there's, you know, weird control issues or where there's Phariseeism or a critical spirit or you know, legalism to where you have to measure up to a certain line or therefore you don't fit in or you're ostracized or you're ridiculed.
Right.
And that's an unhealthy church situation. And it probably would be worth your getting out of that situation.
Right. There are plenty of really godly men in the pastorate who can sit down with you and share what the Word of God says. And you feel that they actually are helping you. Not to a place where you go in and they just give you a pat answer of, well, if you were just doing right as the wife, if you would just submit, or to the husband, well, if you would just love, everything would be fine.
Yeah. And I would add one more thing to that before we leave that question. And I've had several issues recently where people have come to us where they are in counseling, they've gone to counseling, and it does not seem to be working.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I've observed is that counseling does not work unless you are willing to take responsibility for yourself and make changes.
Right.
One spouse can take responsibility and make changes, but if the other spouse doesn't take responsibility and make changes, it will not solve the marriage problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be willing to say, okay, it's me.
Yes.
Because if all counseling is going to do is an opportunity for you to place the blame on someone else and miss spiritual growth yourself, it will not solve your problem.
Right.
And so that's the first question. What do you do when your marriage is falling apart or your marriage is struggling? Any final thoughts on that one?
I think we covered that one well, but we have emphasized starting with yourself, going to the Lord and saying, what can I do? And then in counsel, accepting what the counselor says that maybe you as the wife should change, or you as the husband, instead of putting all the blame on the other spouse. But I would also, I know that there are people out there that are like, you know, I am walking with God and our marriage is still just such a heartache and a struggle. And my heart does go out to you. So if you are still, if you are safe, you're in a physically safe environment, and you as a Christian do not want to get out of that marriage, but you still just feel like, you know what, I'm walking with God as much as I can, and things are just really a struggle, my heart does go out to you, and get as much counsel as you can, get as close to the Lord as you can. And the Bible does promise that an unbelieving spouse or a spouse who's not walking with God does see the testimony of the one who is walking with God. So you just stay faithful, keep praying, and maybe the Lord will do a miracle
absolutely
in your marriage.
Absolutely. And if you need even wisdom and direction about where to find a decent counselor or mm-hmm. a good counselor, reach out to us.
Yes.
And there's a good chance we may be able to point you to someone that can really help you.
Well, this is Michael Barnett. You know, if you enjoy the Youngs every week, you really should hear them in person. They are so dynamic, and God is all over them. I'd encourage you to look up their itinerary sometime and join them for a meeting. Well, Monday we'll continue their series on family success, and I hope you have a great weekend. If you'd like more information or would like to hear more of these edifying episodes of Keeping It Young, just visit keepingityoungpodcast.com. Today's program has been a production of Keeping It Young. So thanks for listening, and remember to serve the Lord with gladness.
For more information or to hear more Keeping It Young, go to tilradio.org or keepingityoungpodcast.com. This has been a co-production with Keeping It Young and TIL Radio Network.